This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Time to go to the kitchen because it is International Chocolate Cake Day. Didn't you know? And if that's not a day worth celebrating, I don't know what is. So, Paula, you're talking about a chocolate stout slab cake with chocolate buttermilk frosting.
So that's it.
Stout
and chocolate, yeah, pretty much.
In a slab?
Yes, in a slab. I was just measuring my cake tin there, because you could do this in a round cake tin, but I measured it and I've got a wee tin that I use for brownies, and it's 28 centimetres by 22, you know, a wee rectangle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a wee kind, you know? You get them, pick them up everywhere. So that kind of style is like ideal, you know, to make a slab, because you're not a nice big, you know, we're making a nice big. So you can cut this into squares, really, John. But
yeah, again, no fruit in this. This is not like a fruit stout cake. This is a chocolate.
No, listen, not enough fruit. No, listen, forget about fruit. There's nothing in this. There's nothing good for you in this, John, today.
Okay.
We've done the lentils. We've done all that. This is the 27th of January. It's International Cake Day. So nothing like that. Stout, use whatever stout you want. I actually picked up this week, it was from a brewery in England, a chocolate stout. So it tasted of chocolate vanilla. It was absolutely stunning, to be honest.
There is something when people, I remember the first time hearing somebody making a chocolate stout and thinking, God, I love stout and I love chocolate. I wouldn't put the two together. And then when you taste them, they do work, because there's something about them. They're actually not that far away from each other, really.
They've both got that bitterness, John, haven't they? And so if you're nice dark chocolate, you get the same sort of hit, don't you, that you do from stout, you know, so the nice, just that nice bit. So the stout, and if you don't want to make, if you don't want to do this without, you know, if you don't want to use stout, you know, you could do just up your sort of the rest of the ingredients, you know, your chocolate, you know, your your sour cream. There's sour cream in this, but anyway, first thing that we're doing is that you get your tin lined up, and then with parchment paper, and then all the wet ingredients. So this is stout and melted butter and sour cream, and we're going to whisk those all up with brown sugar and caster sugar, and then an egg. So that's
your
all,
mixture. And if you weren't using the stout, then would you just use more buttermilk or milk?
Yeah, it's a bit of sour cream, and then maybe throw another egg into it, John.
Okay.
But the stout's nice, you know, it is a good, or you could use something like, if you wanted to, and this actually, just to get that nice wee bubbly fizz going, you could use something like ginger ale.
Ooh.
Or you know the way you can get like ginger cordial, you know, there's a local company does a nice ginger cordial, maybe some of that and a bit of soda water. But
no alcohol stout, maybe.
Sure, you can get that now, and it's supposed to be great. Yeah, sure, yeah, even better. So whisk all those up, and then your dry ingredients that's plain flour, cocoa powder, and then a teaspoonful and a half for this amount of baking soda. So whenever you've got the sort of the, you know, the acid and the sour cream, you've got that, you know, that nice bit of bubbliness that's going to happen with the stout, and you just whisk all those together, and then just put them into the cake tin. It'll take, I've 170 degree oven, so not the full 180, and it'll take about 35 minutes. And you will notice it bubbling up, but that's the baking soda, and you've got an egg in there for extra raisin agent. So, mm-hmm. And I love a cake. Do you know when you get a nice chocolate cake and it's quite moist, but you can sort of see the wee bubbles in it. You know, just that lace and
gives
nice
that
and dark
lightness.
It does, yeah, definitely. So that's her cake. So let that cool down.
So how long do you bake that for then?
It'll take about 35 minutes.
Okay.
John, you see that? How long does it take? Honestly, when I have a recipe and I think, well, that takes 35 minutes in my oven, and then I go and work and go and work somewhere else or put it into the oven, it's ready in 25 minutes.
I know.
So sometimes.
On Christmas Day, you find that your turkey isn't cooked when you go to put it out. Did I tell you that?
No.
Have I admitted that? Maybe I haven't. Yeah, no. Christmas Day this year, only 12 people, like, round the table, sitting round the table. And I went to the turkey and thought, I'll already put it in for another wee while, and another wee while, and another wee while, and then I cut into it, and the middle of it was pink as Lily the Pink.
Lovely.
So I had to go out and say, ladies and gentlemen, this Christmas, we'll not be having turkey and cranberry sauce and stuffing. We will instead be having the ham that I baked did last night, thank God, and all the rest. And maybe tomorrow, after I've read up and see is this still fit for human consumption, we might have some. So sorry about that, kids. But yeah, it's
did you not
Christmas.
Slice it all up into like a scallops and pan fry?
I know I should have, but to be fair, it was my own fault. At wrong setting. It's the difference between circle.
Oh, yes,
circle
you have a fancy oven. I noticed that.
Yeah,
I think it was your oven I was referring to there because it was so good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you noticed that then too. It's not just
nice.
Me. It's not just
no,
me.
No,
but yes. So when somebody says to you, how long do you cook it for?
Just
chocolate
use your bombs.
Yeah,
you know,
stick a skewer into it or something.
That's it. Stick the skewer when it comes out clean. But you sort of know because with this cake, you sort of see it bubbling up. I normally do it very gingerly, open the oven and, you know, put my hand sort of over the top to see if it's sort of set. And then I think, oh, that's good. And then if the skewer comes out clean. So that, but about 30, I've checked it after about 30 minutes. You don't want to be checking it after 10 minutes because then you'll knock all the air out of it.
That's
so.
Right.
Right, so this frosting, which is really lovely, you could sort of sit and eat this with a bowl, you know, with a spoon. So it's melted chocolate. So we've got the melted chocolate. And
so when you say frosting, what is that? Is that, you mean
icing? That's just an icing.
Okay.
Aye, just a buttercream or something like that. So just an American word, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chocolate so buttermilk frosting.
From confusing everybody, forgetting myself, aren't I?
Getting
frosting. Frosting. Yeah. So, and then, John, allow that chocolate. And this is the important bit with this, so don't be ringing in, complaining. It needs to be lukewarm, the chocolate. So, you know, when it's first, you know, when you first melt chocolate, and by all means, do it in the microwave. That's a perfect way of melting chocolate. But when you melt it first, it's hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what you need to do is just bring that down till you're very, very comfortable sticking your pinky finger into it, and it's not going to have any effect. So that's it. So nice and lukewarm. At this stage, add some butter, and you need to whip this with an electric mixer for about 5 minutes, and you just see it transforming, and you see that mixture of butter and chocolate.
Silky.
I'm sorry.
It's that glossy, butter. Silky look about it, isn't it?
Isn't it beautiful? Mm,
you could just dive into it, stick your face in it.
Exactly. So whip it, but don't be thinking. No, set the timer, give it a good 5 minutes, because you know, and get the hand whisk going and giving it a good run around, and you'll notice it going nice and fluffy. And then at this stage, sift some icing sugar, and don't whisk it in. Or I normally when you whisk icing sugar and it goes all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So fold icing sugar in and then give it a good whisk.
Okay.
And then at the end, just putting in for this recipe, it's 75 mils of buttermilk, so not an awful pile of buttermilk.
So just cold buttermilk?
Just cold buttermilk. And honestly, just, you know the way, you've got the sugar in there, you've got the chocolate, you've got the butter, and you see the buttermilk just brings it all together. Just, I don't know what it does. It does sharpen it, John. It's just really, really nice, just a lovely tang. Stick that into a piping bag if you want to, and pipe over your cool cake. Or if you don't want to do that, just throw it all over the top of it and get a spatula or something like that and just spread it all out, and then cut it up and beat it into it and just thank goodness that it's International Chocolate Day, and you're doing your duty for the community.
Absolutely. And thank you to whoever came up with the idea of International Chocolate Cake
Day,
because it's given us all an excuse in a lean, hungry, skinny month of January to just let the shackles off a bit.
A genius, John.
Yeah. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Raise a glass to whoever that was. So that's chocolate stout slab cake with chocolate buttermilk frosting or icing, mm-hmm. if you're the side of the Atlantic.
yeah.
That sounds gorgeous. Right. And we should mention as well, the Burns Night Supper went out on Thursday night.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
Looked gorgeous. I was getting texts about turkey a la Perigord and various bits and pieces.
Except they weren't from the truffles in that. So the truffles that we'd used in this recipe or this menu that recreated from 1859 mm-hmm. that had been cooked in the music hall in May Street in Belfast had truffles in it. And, you know, you sort of think, I thought I'm going to have to, you know, get import truffles. I got them from Armagh.
There you go.
Armagh truffles.
The truffle county. They also had notions in Armagh, actually, right
enough. Yeah. It's all the apples. Last year, John, it's all about the Armagh truffles now.
Exactly. Well, if you want to recreate the Burns Night Supper, you can have a shot. And if not, if you just want to sit and look at some sumptuous food in sumptuous surroundings, that Burns Night Supper programme is there on the iPlayer. You can watch it again. Paula, thanks so much.
Thanks a million, John.
And
I'm
enjoy.
I'm going to stick the kettle on here.
Six people working on the team today, all with their noses pressed against the glass, but there ain't nothing happening here today.
I'll be eating chocolate cake for the six of them. And yourself.
You enjoy it.
A cup of tea, and I'll toast you all your good health. All right.
Take care.
All right, John. Thanks a million, John. Take care.
If you want a copy of the recipe for the chocolate stout slab cake with chocolate buttermilk frosting, you can find it right now on the Saturday with John Toole Show page. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toole Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Gail Katz told friends she was leaving her husband, Bob, then went missing. On season one of The Girlfriends, Bob's ex-girlfriends came together to bring him down and seek justice.
I can't believe this.
Now on season two, host Carol Fisher is back, working to solve the mystery of another missing woman.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
Listen to The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, and start listening.